If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Let's play a game with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know, that's the thing. If you're a songwriter, the breakups you go through end up, well, your number one selling album. You know? Well, I could name names. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not only Taylor Swift. A lot of artists have music out, and a lot of songs are songs about breakups. And we think we know who they broke up with and who inspired the songs. It's all alleged, right?
Yes.
Right, Gandhi?
Absolutely.
So when you came up with this list, mm-hmm. you were like, the first song is by artist A, mm-hmm. and it's allegedly about a breakup with another person.
Yes. And sometimes the artist has said, oh, it's about so-and-so. And then years later, they say, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not about that person.
I think it was.
So, you know.
Exactly.
We're just hyping up the rumor mill here. It's great.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's pump it up. It's time for songs about famous breakups. We gave it a nice, simple name. Daniel, you would have called it that, right? You approve?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great name.
Here's Colleen. Hey, Colleen, how you doing? Welcome to Tuesday.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, I can tell by this. Well, thanks for being had. I can tell by the sound of your voice, you do keep up with famous breakups. You love the gossip, don't you?
I do. I'm not going to lie. It definitely gets me through my day.
Yes, oh, very good. All right. Well, here we go. I'll make it simple. So these, there's ways to get points here. You can get the name of the song. You can get the name of the artist. And if you really want to impress us, give us the name of the person they allegedly wrote the song about
uh-huh.
in the breakup.
Okay.
Can you turn
okay.
her down a little scary? Let's
yeah,
turn
sure.
her down a little bit. Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. Songs about famous breakups.
Yeah.
The first one. Listen closely.
Look what I got. Look what you taught me. Yeah, for that.
Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And about,
yes.
Is it Pete Davidson?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Thank you, next.
Oh.
Thank you, next. Yeah.
She got right in.
Oh, this is legendary.
All right. So you and Gandhi think the same way. You love reading about your breakups. All right, here's the next one. A song about famous breakups. Listen closely.
Started to cry, but...
That's Miley Cyrus, Flowers, okay. about Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah! You go, queen.
Write my name and
I'm mad.
All right.
So good.
All right. Thank God for breakups. Thank God for broken hearts. We've got great music here. All right. Here's the next one. Another song about famous breakups.
Find out who is really there for me.
This sounds like Carrie Katy Perry and, I don't know, Russell Brand.
Yes!
Yeah!
Gandhi. Yes. She's acing these so far. She's
killing
doing great.
It.
Danielle.
Yeah.
She listens to your reports, obviously.
She's doing very well.
All right. Here's the next song about you. Famous breakups. Listen closely.
Oh, that one's hard. Can I hear it again?
Yes.
It's definitely Pink. Mm-hmm. And who is it? Oh, she's like happily married.
Well, yeah, this is tricky. This is tricky.
Has she always been happily married? Has she always been happily married?
I can't remember if her husband's name is Carrie now or if her ex was named with Carrie.
Well, both. Well, she actually got it already.
Yeah.
It's So What by Pink. It's about, I guess, a temporary breakup with Carrie Hart,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's
you
right.
Remember, we were with her right after that breakup, and she did a little concert for us. It was crazy.
Yeah. But they're back together now, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're happy. Yeah, very happy.
Okay,
good for them.
All right. No, you're really doing well. Okay. Here's your next song about a famous breakup.
I see you calling. I be making it quick. I'm going to answer that shit like.
Oh. See, I resonate with my ladies. Okay.
A lady is involved in the alleged breakup.
I see you calling. I be making it quick. I'm going to answer that shit like.
I don't.
Hit it.
All right, hold on, Colleen. You may not use the F word on our show today.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
I did. Yeah, I heard it loud and clear.
But
you're onto something.
One.
But you do. You were singing the song.
All
right.
Anything you do.
All right.
I'm going to have to pass this one. All right.
That was, I don't know if with you, Big Sean, allegedly breaking up with Naya Rivera.
It is a classic.
One of the best breakup songs ever. I love
it. Really? It just gets to the point.
It does.
All right. Your next song about famous breakups. By the way, you are doing very well, Colleen. Okay, listen closely to the next one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette. That was going to be my guess, too. I should have gone with it.
You should have gone with it. And allegedly over a breakup with that guy from that show, Dave Coulier or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he says it's about him because there are very specific parts of the song that she called him during dinner and he said, I'm eating dinner. I don't have time. She says, no, it's not about him.
Oh.
So. All right. Here's the next one. You'll get this one.
Mm-hmm. Save Your Tears. That's The Weeknd. Save Your Tears.
Right. And allegedly about Bella Hadid. Yes.
Yeah, it's either Bella Hadid or Selena Gomez. Yeah.
I knew that first one.
Also great. I saw him in concert.
There you go. I know. So great. And thank God for the breakup. We got a great song out of it.
Yes, that's true.
Here's the next one. Another song about famous breakups.
The one that got away. Isn't that also Katy Perry?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Who's it allegedly about?
Oh, I don't know who that is about.
Allegedly, our friend Josh Groban.
Woo! Ooh.
I didn't know that.
I would have never guessed that.
Allegedly?
Yeah. She and I had an interesting combo about him once.
Oh,
so
really?
You believe this, Danielle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I definitely think it could have been more there.
Yeah. You had an interesting conversation about that, and what was said?
I can't say. Got to move on. Thank you. Can't say it on air. Let's just say it was all positive. It was all positive.
Spill
very positive.
Tea. I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not,
it was very
is
positive.
It about the size of his ding dong?
No, it was not. Okay. It was not.
I love you, Josh. Josh is a very sweet guy. All right. Okay. Okay. Now we're having some fun here. These are songs about famous breakups and who they allegedly broke up with. Give me another one.
If it's real, well, I don't want to.
Oh, that's Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the song is...
If it's real, well, I don't want to. I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's called Don't Speak is the name of the song.
Mm. Okay. And, love that one.
And allegedly, Gwen Stefani broke up with a drummer named Tony Kanal.
Yes.
Or Kanal.
Yeah,
yeah. Kanal.
That's from the band. That's from
the
band.
Yeah, that was, yeah. They
from the
were,
band.
No doubt.
They were in the band together. It was crazy.
Right. All right. I'll give you one more. I was surprised that this name wasn't on the list, but we put her in just in case.
Another I guess it's Taylor Swift already.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Oh, my goodness. It's going crazy. Sorry.
Okay, well, anyway, the song is Out of the Woods by Taylor Swift. Allegedly about a breakup with whom?
Out of the Woods. It could be definitely not Dear Dawn.
Well, let her answer. Oh, God's
kidding. Out of the Woods.
I get it.
Okay. Probably, I don't know. It's something Woods. I'm going to guess Calvin Harris.
Oh.
Or Harry Styles.
Yes, Harry Styles. It could be so many people. spin the wheel of ex-boyfriends. Yeah, I know. I wonder if we know anyone who could actually go down the whole list of all the guys that, you know, she's been reported to have dated.
Oh. Mm. I bet somebody could.
Yeah, but I don't think we have time. Anyway, Colleen did very well, in my opinion. Do you guys think?
Yeah.
All right, what do you have for Colleen?
We've got some fabulous Elvis Duran apparel, thanks to Hackensack Meridian.
Yay, Colleen.
Ooh, I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, well, keep listening to the Danielle reports and keep listening to the radios, and you'll get all this right next time we do it again, okay? A lot of breakups.
All right,
a lot of
breakups. Thank you.
On the way. Thank you. Hold on a second, Colleen. Hold on. Wow, that was dishy and sassy.
She really did a good job.
She did. God, there's a lot of breakups, too. Wow, look at that.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure AdventureMission.org.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.